Post Secret, the show, begins a two-night run tonight at Rudder Theater. We have tickets available both tonight and tomorrow night, but Frank is just going to be on the show tonight. Frank, thanks for coming in this morning.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about this project. Art project, I guess, is the way we would call it. How long has it been around?
I started Post Secret about 10 years ago. I printed up 3,000 self-addressed postcards. They were blank on one side. Asked strangers to write down a secret they'd never told anyone before, decorate it, and mail it to me. And I received over 1 million from all around the world.
Did you physically pass these cards out, that first batch?
I passed out 3,000, but then I scanned the results, and it spread virally online, and hundreds of millions of people came to the website, got excited about it, shared their secret on a postcard, and mailed it in, too.
This was when?
2005.
Okay, so basically we're at 10 years. We're starting our 11th year with that. How fast did it become viral, I guess, I'd want to ask?
Well, there were some pretty special secrets submitted early on. I got one on a postcard that had pictures of the Twin Towers in New York City. Okay. And the secret said, "Everyone who knew me before 9/11 believes I'm dead."
Oh, wow.
And then there were other provocative ones. I've got one here in front of me that came recently. This one says, "When my husband cheated on me, my best friend told me if I was meeting all his needs, he wouldn't be cheating on me. After my divorce, I had sex with her husband."
Now, this has gone from this incarnation into books. You've compiled books that have been on the New York Times bestseller list. And so now the latest, I guess, is the show where you tour the country with these secrets. Now, tell me a little bit about how you choose the secrets that you'll reveal during the performance.
The secrets come from the 1 million-plus postcards I've received over the year. Many of them have never been seen before. But more than that, we bring the stories behind the secrets to life, secrets that have transformed lives, secrets that have brought people together romantically, secrets that were banned from the books by my publisher. And the actors, it's really experimental. They start by telling one of their own true secrets. We never know what that's going to be every night. Audience members get a chance to write their secrets on postcards and have them shared back in the second act. In fact, one of the actors shared with me some of the secrets that audience members have been telling at the events. You want to hear from some
sure,
last week?
Sure, of course.
This one was shared by an audience member. "I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I have legitimately wanted to punch a 5-year-old in the face." And this one, "I don't think me and my boyfriend even like each other anymore, but it's convenient. His truck has a snowplow."
In the Northeast, that really was crucial last week. And so that of the questions that I had written down, that was one of them, is this scripted or is it organic?
Everything from the play, from the performance, is nonfiction. It comes from email messages I've received, stories behind the secrets. We tell Tina's story. Tina was this heroic high school student who was struggling with an eating disorder. She wrote her secret on a postcard and mailed it to me. I never put it on the website, unfortunately, so she figured she had to take action on her secret herself. So she printed up these shirts that said on the front, "I'm anorexic and I'm struggling with my issue." And she wore these shirts to college, not knowing what was going to happen. She was really scared.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes on to say that not only did her classmates and professors support what she was doing, they asked her to make more shirts, just like the one she was wearing, so they could wear them too. And you can see how telling a secret can lead to this compassionate response that really is heartwarming. And that's the heart of the show, that no one is alone with their secret.
Frank Warren's here. He is the creator of Post Secret, and it's now the show. And it's here at Rudder Theater tonight and tomorrow night. Performances start at 7:30. I guess you can pick and choose and kind of set the tone for the show.
Most of the show is set. For example, at one part, we play voicemail messages that people have been saving on their cell phones for sometimes years and years from friends and family member who left them that final message.
Mm.
And that's a very emotional part of the show for sure. Another part in the show is where we dramatize the most unforgettable call I ever received on a suicide prevention hotline, which is what I was doing before Post Secret. But at the end, we talk about how postcards brought people together in marriages, and how there are births due to people courageously sharing their secrets. The play itself is really a celebration about secrets, and we hope that it's something that can change lives.
And I guess that's the thing, is as you look at this, obviously there's a catharsis involved when they do this, but how often do people tell good secrets? Because if they're good, they're not secrets, they share. So you want to create, obviously, an uplifting feeling as people leave the theater each night after a performance. Tell me about how many actors do you have, and how did you choose those actors?
We have 3 actors in the performance and a musician, and the play itself has been in development for over 5 years. It's been through dozens of versions. We couldn't be happier with this one. It's 2 women and a male, and they're phenomenal. I'll tell you a story that happened 2 weeks ago. One of the actors on the stage was reading a postcard from an audience member sharing a very heartbreaking secret. The actor started crying while she was reading the stranger's secret. Mm-hmm. Later that night, we read the audience member's response to hearing that on Facebook. She posted the experience there, and other people were responding positively and supportively. There's something about sharing a secret that just brings out compassion in people. I don't know if you've had this experience. Maybe you have here. But when you talk about your personal life, maybe it's a struggle you've been having with a mental health issue, or you lost a friend or family member to suicide. These things can be taboo, and if we can find the strength to talk about them with friends or family, almost instantly we hear stories from other people saying, me too, that was my experience, let me tell you what happened to me. And so one of the things I've learned through this project is that we feel like these secrets are walls that we keep inside of us, that divide us, that separate us from others, but really, if we can find the courage, the strength to let them go, we find out they were bridges the whole time, connecting us to who we are, to people within our lives, to strangers.
Isn't that what chat rooms have done in the internet? It caused us to say, I'm not the only person struggling with this. These people have written these things down to say, this is what I'm struggling with, and they find a commonality as their secrets become public. So how do you ask people in tonight's show and tomorrow night's show to interact and be a part of the show? How does that occur?
Oh, it's all up to them, however people feel comfortable doing it. Some people want to tell a secret to the person they came with on the drive home. Some people want to write their secret on a post-it note and stick it on the mirror anonymously in the bathroom of the theater. Others will write down secrets anonymously on postcards and have them read back. But I think in most cases, they'll just appreciate the courage, the stories that they're hearing from people on the stage, stories that are true, stories that make us realize that there are narratives of heroism and frailty playing out in the lives of people all around us that we can't see.
So now you're on stage tonight. How is the show different when you're on stage and when you're not with the tour?
It's kind of special for me tonight. I flew in here to be here. After the performance, I'm going to have a conversation with the audience from the stage. I'll stick around to sign books.
Great.
And just respond to questions and talk about my personal experience, how it's changed my life. And hopefully I'll do a lot of listening to audience members too. That's the best part. This whole project is not just a curation of secrets. It's this conversation that I think reminds us of how connected we all are.
How is it different when you're in, I'm sure you play venues of all different sizes. What kind of differences do you see in areas where you are, either geographically or the size of the venue? How does that change the show?
Well, I'll tell you, what's interesting is not the differences, but the similarities.
Okay.
I remember touring in London. I was listening to Secrets from Strangers. The first professor came to a microphone. She said, I'm a teacher here on campus, and my secret is, even though I'm 60 years old, every lecture I've delivered this year, I've been stoned. And then in Australia, I was down under, and a person came to the mic and said, when I was in 5th grade, I really wanted to get out of going to school one day. So I told my mom I had this stomach ache. I made up this story, and she ended up believing me, so much so that she drove me to the hospital. He said, during that drive, I realized I was so committed to this story, there was no turning back. Later that day, I had my appendix removed.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. Well, it's fast. How long does the show run? How long is it?
It's
last?
About 2 hours
about
with
2 hours.
An intermission.
Okay, so you know. All right, it's tonight and it's tomorrow night. It's Post Secrets, the show, and tickets are available at 845-1234. It'll be at the Rudder Theater, and Frank Warren, the creator of Post Secret, with us today. Thank you so much for doing this.